Debate over Indiana's new religious freedom law continues, with one side saying it allows discrimination against gays and the other side saying it protects one's right to observe their religious beliefs. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is defending Indiana's law, adding that Florida has its own version of a Religious Freedom Restoration Act. WUSF's Lottie Watts got to wondering about that. She ran it by Josh Gillen with PolitiFact Florida.
Well, we had to rate this one half true, and that's because Florida does have a Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It was passed by the legislature in 1998, and this followed the 1993 federal law of the same nature. Back then, you have to put all these in context, okay? The gay marriage debate was not such a big issue back then. It wasn't really a part of the discussion.
In other words, in 2015, the context for Indiana's law is different from the Florida law that was passed back in 1998 and the federal law before that?
It is different, and therefore the language is different. There's a couple of different things here. There's 19 other states that have these laws, and they were designed to protect people from the government. The Indiana law doesn't necessarily say the government has to be a party to an issue. And that's where the big controversy has come in. They're saying that corporations are protected and companies and people who have businesses. In this case, the big controversial thing is that, say, a baker or a florist who does not want to participate in a gay wedding doesn't have to because their religious freedom might be impinged upon. That's the argument, although that language is not specifically in the Indiana law. The Florida law and other states' laws and the federal law all say that the government has to be a party to the issue. So there are some language differences there that really change the meaning of what Bush is saying, that they're the same thing. They're not the same thing. Similar, but the language is different. So we called it half true.
Our second fact check today comes out of the Florida House, where lawmakers are moving forward on a bill that would set aside $10 million to fund uniforms in public schools. State Representative Janet Adkins is the sponsor of that bill, and she says school uniforms help with safety and truancy. She says the uniforms remove distractions and create a positive learning environment. What does the Truth-O-Meter say about that one, Josh?
Well, we also rated this one half true, and that's because with this bill, Representative Adkins did, in fact, share with us some studies that support what she's saying, that there are studies out there saying school uniforms do improve attendance rates and that they do, in fact, actually cut down on assaults and all sorts of violent behavior. But once we really started to dig into the numbers, we found that, as is the case with some subjects, the studies, depending on how you line them up or where you're doing them or how wide your sample is, they can say all sorts of things. And there are some real problems with the data. In some studies, they showed that, violence actually goes up. There's more assaults. There's more fights. There are some problems that, you know, may have already been present. And when the school switches over to school uniforms, it actually gets a little worse. There's other studies that show that it has no effect on absenteeism whatsoever. Even one of the ones that Adkins cited said, absenteeism did go down. Truancy was affected, but only by about one day a year. And some people who have studied this, they said that there's just no effect. It might even be negative, but the statistics are all over the board.
So you're telling me, Josh, there's no pants on fire rating for this one?
No, we can't go so far as to say pants on fire, but I will say that the data is far from uniform.
Okay, we get that. Florida Senator and likely presidential candidate Marco Rubio wants to increase defense spending, claiming a huge drop under the Obama administration. Are his numbers correct? Get the ruling from PolitiFact Florida at WUSFnews.org.